sunshine will set you free once you try. With love before we're gone, won't you try? Saturday afternoon, Saturday afternoon, when your head is feeling fine, you can ride inside our car. I will give you caps of blue and silver sunlight for your hair. It's what you need to see, my love. Won't you try? Won't you try? I do care, you do see.
Keep going.
I know, around about and everywhere, sunshine instead of snow. Times can change, but what I say is true. All is real, and I'll come through for you. I'll come through for you, my love. Won't you try? Won't you try? Yellow clouds rising in the noon. I said incense and balloons. Saturday afternoon. People dancing everywhere. Now they're shouting, I don't care.
Listening to Les and Chris as we do our final part, our tribute to the Bar Festival of Blues and Progressive Rock.
Yes.
That was The Airplane, and we are flying high at an altitude of 39,000 feet, Les and I.
Oh dear, yeah. The thing about remember about that set, it was absolutely chucking it. This was early Sunday, Monday morning by now. We'd just seen Country Joe, which had come on after Zep Zeppelin. And then they came on. The Airplane came on. Absolutely chucking it down. we could hardly see a thing because we was under plastic sheeting and we were miles away, but we could hear. And they were on. They played for a fair while. Played about, I can't remember how many tracks they played. And then all of a sudden, I think what had happened was, I realised afterwards, one of the guys got an electric shock off the microphone. So the band left the stage, and then there was a bit of confusion as to what would happen next. And then it got abandoned. Moody Blue supposed to be on, which was a band I was really looking forward to, but they said apparently they weren't going to appear. So, you know, that was it. Anyway, that's what I recollect of that time. Actually, cold by now, middle of the night, absolutely chucking it down. No bands on, nothing happening.
So what time did the birds appear then?
Oh, they appeared. They must have been about an hour later. It must have been about 4 o'clock. It was daylight by the time they came.
Sunshine West Coast sounds at 4 in the morning.
I think it was about 4 or 5, but yeah, it must have been well into daylight, because at that time of day, I mean, obviously it gets light about 4. So I guess it must have been, I think it was light by the time they came on. So I was looking back, it must have been about 4 or 5 o'clock.
So by this time, had you imbibed any substances that might make you feel happy enough to feel that you were, you were 8 miles high, Les?
I know.
We'll be right back. head toward the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
ToardTheUnknownRegion.com.
So I try to go and journey where the diamond crescent's glowing, and run across the valley beneath the sacred mountain, and wander through the forest where the trees have leaves of prisms and break the light in colors that no one knows the names of. I'll go and wait beside a legendary fountain till I see your form reflected in its clear and jeweled waters. And if you think I'm ready, you may lead me to the chasm where the rivers of our vision flow into one another. White cascading waters, she may beg, she may plead, she may argue with her logic and mention all the things I lose that really have no value. In the end, she will surely know I wasn't born to follow.
Birds, a lot of short tracks from the Birds. You always imagine that 8 miles High was about 15 minutes long, but there it was in all of its, what, 2.5 minutes glory. And we also heard Jesus Is Just All Right With Me, and Wasn't Born to Follow with the flanging and the phasing. Love it. Still going to play a couple more tracks from the Birds. They must have been great to have seen, if you were in the mood for seeing them, Les, by that time of day.
Yeah, I vaguely remember seeing them. By that time, we'd gone past Kira, and it was coming to daylight, and was a couple of hours later, we'd be on our way home. So, well, what can I say? Yeah, I seem to remember seeing them. I think.
Well, let me play my favourite Birds track now, and I'm pretty certain it was on the set list that you showed me, Les. This is called Going Back. I love the lyrics. Thinking young and getting old is no sin. So catch me if you can. I'm going back. And that's what we've been doing, my friend.
Yeah, going back 50 years to our childhood.
Thinking young and growing older is no sin, and I can play the game of life to win. I can recall a time when I wasn't ashamed to reach out to a friend. Now I think I've got a lot more than just my toys to lend. Now there's more to do than watch my silver fly. But every day can be a magic carpet ride. A little so catch me if you can, I'm going. Watch my silver pride, but every day can be a magic carpet ride. A little bit of courage is all we lack. So catch me if you can, I'm going. Tell you about
each game, you're a little insane. The money that came and the public acclaim, don't forget what you are, you're a rock and roll star. La 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 la.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Guess we've been playing the best of the Birds, Les.
Wow, what can I say? That song reminds me of Cloud Nine. We've spoken about Cloud Nine a lot, which is a thing Steve Allen used to run in Peterborough. And we had all the progressive bands at the time came. On the Sunday night, there was a guy called Chris Kay, spelt with a K, K-A-Y-E. He used to turn up in a blazer, right? He had a dark blue blazer with cream stripes down it and a beard, and he used to play he used to play like the set before the bands came on. And, and he always used to open this set with the turn. So that's amazing, that is.
I can't even tell you what bird tracks we've played because I've been lying back. Well, I've been reclining listening to them. If you want to check out the playlists, yes. I guess you can do that at towardtheunknownregion.com, where you'll find playlists going back about as far as 2001 or 2002, I think.
Of course, when they came on, it was getting into dawn on the Monday morning, and I think it was the right time for him to play. I think really, you know, it was just incredible.
Yeah.
So another band I've seen.
We have been.
Not that I can remember much about it, but I mean, I've still seen.
Listening to Les's recollections of the Bar Festival of Blues and Progressive Rock. We're not quite finished with the Birds yet. I've always liked the lyrics of My Back Pages. And I guess it's as the years have gone by, it's been a motto for my life, and yours, I think, Les. I was much older then. I'm younger than that now. Certainly, in my mind, I feel younger than I did 10, 20 years ago. I don't know whether it's because I've got more time or whether it's because we've reached an age where we're looking back more, so you tend to feel a bit younger. I agree with what you wrote to me while we were playing that, Les. Yes, I'm younger in mind, but sometimes my body tells me Otherwise, yes, I know. I'm in agreement there, but in my mind, I am younger now. I do feel I want to do, you know, I think whether it's because I remember at one point I was thinking I'm third of the way through my life. Oh, I'm halfway through my life. Well, now I'm thinking, I don't know what, how long I've got left. So I think I'm thinking I'm going to make the most of what we've got left.
Exactly.
Every day.
Well, you can. While you've got good health, yeah. And we've both got relatively good health. Yeah. I mean, it's like you've got to make the most every day, haven't you?
Absolutely, yeah.
No, same with you, listener. Just get out there. Get out there, enjoy life as much as you can, because you never know what's around the corner.
We've had a very good time listening to these tunes that were featured at the Bath Festival of Blues and Progressive Rock. There's a few bands we didn't quite touch upon, but over the weeks we will get back to them, and that'll be Hot Tuna and Dr. John and Canned Heat and John Mayall. So you've got those to look forward to. I'm going to continue one more Birds track, but you won't recognise this as a Birds track. It was recorded in November 1967. It's what Roger McGuinn wanted to do, a complete album of Moog music. So this is called Moog Raga. This is called Moog. Moog or Moog Raga. Yeah.
Not Chris Bent. thin air. I have looked under my shadow and seen a silver light that died in the night. Nothing and no one protecting me.
She'd stay. Milk and honey fed in a feathered bed. She got well and my love flew away. Fire bird, fly high, fly free. I can't hold you down. You're too wild for me. Had gone cold. And at night I dream you come back to me, and your warm body's with me to hold.
Firebird, fly high, fly free. I can't hold you down. You're too wild for me.
With the break of dawn, all the dream is gone, and I sink once again to the ground. But I'm just as high in a rut looking up as I was on a cloud looking down.
Firebird, fly high, fly free. I can't hold you down. You're too wild for me.
Wow.
Yes, Firebird from The White Noise.
Yeah.
The BBC Radiophonic Workshop, kind of moonlighting.
Yeah, well, that's from the Firebird suite, obviously.
Yes.
COVID.
We began with Roger McGuinn and his Moog Raga. In the middle, it was The Wizard of Iz and I Have Been Over the Rainbow.
Oh, wow.
And even further.
Probably on something else at the time.
Even further, no doubt.
It's interesting. I was just looking at that, and there was the Inn Man. the lying coward or something. Oh, that's amazing.
Here we are.
The characters on that are amazing.
The Wizard of Iz, an electronic odyssey. Yes, thing-a-ling, the scared crow.
The scared crow, that was it.
Let us go a little bit further forward in time, but an old tune. This is going to be Rush, but Rush, as you may or may not have heard them before.
You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Yeah.
We had Mr. Soul, the Neil Young composition, where they squeezed in a hint of 8 miles high. Just notice out there. And what about this one? It was popularised by Cream, but it was a really old tune even then. Crossroads from Rush, from the album Feedback. Next week, we'll finally get around to our piggies, piglets, pigs music. That may meander over a couple of weeks. Yes. So that's in the can already, my friend. So I can tell you that is going to be a good
session
from two wise men.
Have I done about wise?
News which came through very recently, Steve Hackett's tour has been rescheduled for September, but sadly, it's not this September. It's next year, can you believe? And even then, who knows what could happen to this fair planet of ours. And he's continuing with his ever ongoing, I'll get myself in a time loop here, is Genesis Revisited tour.
Yeah.
Let's say goodbye today with Steve Hackett and Firth of Fifth.
Hey.
We'll be seeing you.
Be seeing him.
Well, no, we won't be seeing
you, listener.
Actually, we won't be seeing you because in the next hour, it is those new singles of 50 or more years ago. Let us rock.
some time.